I woke up the next morning. Bobby had come back after I'd fallen asleep. I could smell Uncle Star making bacon. Funny thing about bacon, just about everyone loves the smell of it. I woke Bobby up and we all had breakfast. Then we packed up the camp and made sure the fire was out and headed off to Jackson Hole. Bobby and I tried to play cell phone games in the back seat, but after a while we lost reception. We really were getting out in the middle of nowhere when you can't even use your cell phones. So we played some standalone games and compared scores. After a while, we ran low on gas, so Uncle Star stopped at a gas station that was next to a casino. It seemed that there was a reservation here, and since some laws don't really apply on reservations, they had built a casino. Uncle Star gave Bobby and I a few quarters and told us to go ahead and try the slots. Bobby loves video games as much as I do, so he jumped at the chance to try his luck. I was about to go in when I noticed that nearby there seemed to be a number of ramshackle huts built. It seemed very odd to me to see such buildings next to a beautiful and flashy casino, so I went over to investigate. There were a number of wolves there, who seemed to be living in these huts. I was looking at the scene curiously when I heard a voice behind me.
Can I help you with something?
He startled me, but only for a second. I was wondering, is this a tribe living here?
Yes, this is the Arapaho tribe. Our tribe owns most of the land around here.
But that makes no sense. That casino has got to be making millions, and yet you live in huts. Is this some tradition?
I'm afraid not. You see, the casino is not run by the tribe, but by outsiders. They signed a contract with our former chief. We thought it would mean better living conditions for everyone. But selfishness is a disease that strikes anywhere, anytime. And the former chief kept the profits that were meant for the tribe. He lives inside the casino now. We held a ceremony to remove him as chief. And I was chosen.
Wow, you're a wolf chief? I thought you would have a headdress and all that.
I do have a headdress, but it is worn only on ceremonial days. Otherwise, I don't make a big show of my position. It would seem unwise, considering what occurred to the former chief.
But that's so wrong. They make millions off your land and you get nothing? How can they do that?
The history of the North American wolf tribes is full of betrayal, little one. This is only one war.
Hey, what's that building over there? It looks old.
It is old. It was built by missionaries over 200 years ago. We do not enter it.
Why not?
The gods of the Europeans have never been kind to us. We will not worship them. But we will respect their place of worship, even if the Europeans did not respect ours. Failing to do so would be dishonorable.
Oh. Can I go see it?
Many do. We often see people going in and out, even in its decaying condition.
I decided to check it out and I went inside. The roof was nearly gone, but the stone walls were still complete. There was an altar area that featured a large wooden cross. It was clearly weathered but still intact. Most of the other furnishings were gone, yet still, there were a number of people there, praying. And from the look of them, some of them were well off, some looked like they were on their last dollar. Yet from what I could hear, all of them were praying for luck, for the chance to win it big in the casino. And that felt wrong, too. Still, there was a feeling of peace and sanctity about the place. So I decided to pray. I don't know if you can hear me, but still I know you're there. I sure hope that you will listen to this bear cub's prayer. I see so many who are outcasts and will not speak to you. Still I see your face and wonder, were you once an outcast too?
not help the outcast hungry from birth. Show them the mercy they don't find on earth. Please help the people who look to you still. God help the outcast, or nobody will. I can get by, but I know so many less lucky than I. Please help those people, the poor and downtrod. I thought we all were the children of God. God help the outcasts, children of God.
When I finished my prayer, I left. I needed to use the restroom, so I went into the casino. I was about to leave when I passed by the slot machines. For some reason, I felt I had to try it once. Three oranges came up. Quarters began spilling out of it. It wasn't a big jackpot, no. So no bells, no whistles went off. But by the time it got done, I had easily $100 in quarters. They had a large bucket there, so I scooped the quarters into the bucket. I could not believe my luck. I put the rest of the quarters Uncle Star gave me into the bucket, too. But as I left the casino, I looked over at the tribal huts. It was the only right thing to do. I walked over to the chief and handed him the bucket. Here, it isn't much I know, but it's all I have right now. I hope it can help.
Oh, little one. Your generosity is not lost on me.
He then raised his head and howled.
I hereby name you Little Big Heart, for you have proven yourself to the tribe. Go in peace, Little Big Heart.
Bobby and Uncle Star were waiting by the SUV for me.
I saw what you did, Dipper. That was very generous of you. Here, give the chief this as well, and find out how we can contact his tribe later.
Uncle Star gave me several 20s. It looked to be about $300. So I took it to the chief and came back. He had written his name and address on a piece of paper, and I gave it to Uncle Star.
I'll talk to Birch and Les and see what we can give to them. But we better get going. We still have a ways to go to Jackson Hole.
I couldn't help looking back as we drove away. I hope we made a difference.